Connections, Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Book Service News, Innovative Services and Community, Volume 3, Number 2, Spring 2012. Email, talkingbooks@libraries.idaho.gov. Website, libraries.idaho.gov/TBS. Phone, area code 208-334-2150 or 800-458-3271. Reading is important at any time of the year, but it is especially important for children and young adults during the summer. Studies show that students who continue to read over the summer maintain their reading proficiency skills, while those who do not lose ground. The Idaho State Department of Education reports that 70% of low-income first graders were reading at grade level in the spring of 2009. When they returned as second graders in the fall, only 48% were reading at grade level. That's a frightening decline. To offset this trend and develop both the skills for and love of reading, this summer many of Idaho's public libraries plan to sponsor summer reading programs for preschoolers through adults. Libraries will partner with schools, daycare centers, and other community partners to involve as many members of their communities as possible. Programs on the following themes will make reading fun and relevant to participants' interests. Preschoolers through school-aged children. Dream big. Read. Teens. Own the night. Adults. Between the covers. You are invited to support reading in the following ways. 1. Check out the list of Talking Book Service, TBS books, on the summer reading theme for children and young adults at https://libraries.idaho.gov/files/NIGHT-BIB-WEB. 120120514SWAL.PDF or call TBS at 800-458-3271 and request a large print copy of the list. 2. Contact your local public library and ask about their summer reading programs. Participation is free, and there is no need to travel to the library. 3. Encourage your children or grandchildren to participate in summer reading programs at their local public library. 4. Demonstrate your joy of reading by reading to and with your children and grandchildren. Audiobooks from other sources. One of the biggest complaints about the Talking Book Service, TBS, is the length of time it takes to record new titles. It can be frustrating to hear friends and family talking about a great new title when you cannot yet receive it from TBS. Increasingly, public libraries are purchasing e-audiobooks for use by their users. Some of these are popular titles available more quickly than TBS titles or titles that the National Library Service does not plan to record. E-audiobooks are downloaded in audio format. Depending on the format, they can be listened to on your computer or compatible player. Those in MP3 format can be played on the NLS player, standard or advanced. A user must be a registered user of the public library to use e-audiobooks, have access to a computer with high-speed internet access, and be able to download and manipulate files, similar to using Bard. In addition, depending on the format, the user might need a specialized player. A major difference between public library e-audiobooks and TBS titles is the requirement that only one user can download a public library title at a time. When the circulation period for that title is met, the file corrupts and is no longer usable. This allows the next user to download and listen to it. Contact your local public library to find out if e-audiobooks are available for circulation. If so, they can be searched and downloaded remotely, no need to even go to the library. Before downloading a title, check to ensure that it is compatible with your player. Public libraries also have audiobooks in CD and DVD formats, as well as books in large print. All these resources are available to anyone living within the library's service area. Commonly asked questions. My battery used to last 29 hours. Now it only lasts 18 hours. Do I need a new player? Fully charge the battery by plugging it into an outlet for 8 to 9 hours. Do not let the battery fully discharge. It might not fully recharge. The latest software upgrade reduces the battery life by approximately 10 hours if the user is using a flash drive to listen to downloaded books. To avoid this, download books to a cartridge. The player should not be replaced as long as it holds at least a 12-hour charge. Question: What's the difference between a standard and an advanced player? Both players have the same features with the exception of the menu and bookmark features on the advanced player. The menu feature allows the user to move from one section of a book to another. Examples include navigating through different sections of a cookbook, different books and chapters of the Bible, or articles of a magazine issue. The bookmark feature is used to mark chapters or sections that the user wants to return to. It is useful to rapidly locate favorite recipes or sections of a book referred to frequently. Users who download are most likely to use these two features, but they can also be used by others. If you would like to exchange your player for another type, standard to advanced or advanced to standard, contact TBS at 800-458-3271, and another one will be sent to you. Question: I can't remember my BARD password. Can you tell me what it is? Staff does not know what your BARD password is, but can reset your password. You will then be issued a temporary password via email. Use this password to access your BARD account. Be sure to change the password after you access BARD. The temporary password will expire. If you set up a security question when you registered for BARD, you can request a new password at the BARD login page by clicking on Reset Your BARD Password Here. Note: If you are unable to log in to BARD, do not apply for a new account. The system will not allow more than one account per user ID. Contact TBS at 800-458-3271 if you need help accessing your BARD account. Recent donations to TBS. General donations: Lois Benno, Doris Pearson, Betty and Bill Wenstrom. Memorial donations: In memory of Beverly Boyd, Elizabeth Boschler, Jack Boyd, Joan Roke. In memory of Mabel English, Rodney Schreiner, Stephen Stryker. In memory of Pauline Hartman, D. Carey Smith. In memory of Beatrice Russell, Mary Ellen Knapp. Donations are used to enhance the Talking Book service and are fully tax-deductible as allowed by law. Acknowledgements are sent to donors and honorees, so please include the name and address of all those to be notified. Please make checks payable to Idaho Commission for Libraries and mail to Idaho Talking Book Service, 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho 83702. Credit card donations can be made online from the Idaho Commission for Libraries website at https://libraries.idaho.gov by clicking on the Donate Here. in the lower left corner of the page. Thanks to all for your generosity. Familiar voice, new position. The Talking Book Service is pleased to announce that Stephen Bailey has been promoted to the Customer Service Representative position. Stephen has been a staff member for 9 years and has talked with many users on the phone. An avid reader, Stephen is thoroughly knowledgeable of our collection, works with magazine subscriptions, and is co-administrator of KLAS, our circulation system. Stephen will work most closely with users whose last names begin with the letters S through Z, but will field calls from any user. Congratulations, Stephen. New Idaho Talking Books from our recording studio. New locally recorded books are available on digital cartridges. To order, select the VDB numbers of the titles you want and mail the enclosed pre-addressed order form. Call 800-458-3271 or order online at https://libraries.idaho.gov/tbs/current/books/spring2012. To download locally produced digital titles, go to http://webopac.klas.com/idbph. Log in and click on Idaho Shelf. VDB 1179. 100 Years, Idaho and Its Parks. Adult Nonfiction. Author, Rick Just. Read by Janice Pori. This book celebrates 100 years of state parks in Idaho. What makes each park special and unique is captured in the park's individual story. The narratives of many of the men and women who played important roles in establishing and or furthering Idaho's state parks will spark your interest to explore and appreciate Idaho's state parks. Published 2008. 10 hours, 1 minute. VDB 1258. In the Shade of the Jacaranda, Regalo Grande Series Number 2, Adult Fiction. Author, Nikki Arana. Read by Susan Johnson. After Angelica Amante defied her wealthy parents' wishes and married an illiterate Mexican stablehand, she thought their love had overcome the biggest hurdle they would ever face. But just as Angelica throws herself into her work as a defense attorney, she discovers she is pregnant and her world is turned upside down. Soon, both Angelica and Antonio are confronted with decisions that shake them to their core. Will their faith in God and their love for each other sustain them, even when it seems their dreams are slipping away? Published 2009, 10 hours, 32 minutes. VDB 1262. A River Without Banks. Place and Belonging in the Inland Northwest. Adult Nonfiction. Author, William Johnson. Read by Chris Query. This book chronicles one family's journey to Idaho, exploring their encounters with a place still partly wild, whose communities and landscapes teach them how to respect the earth and each other. Published 2010, 6 hours, 28 minutes. VDB 1263. The Last Good Place of Lily Odilon, Adult Fiction. Author, Sarah Batia. Read by Margaret Dimmick. Abducted? Runaway? Murder victim? Lily Odilon, local wild child from a middle-of-nowhere town, has vanished after spending the night with her boyfriend, new kid Albert Morales. Suspected in her disappearance, Albert sets out with Lily's prickly younger sister, Olivia, to discover what really happened to Lily and keep the promise he made to her late one night. Published 2010, 7 hours, 28 minutes. VDB 1264. The Whaler's Forge, Adult Fiction. Author Christine Echeverria Bender. Read by Carla Stern. Over a century before Columbus ventures across the Atlantic Ocean, a storm-battered Basque whaling ship drops anchor off the eastern coast of North America. In this savagely beautiful new land, harpooner Kepa de Mendieta becomes the victim of a terrible accident. When his ship returns to Spain, he is left behind. With winter approaching, Kepa struggles against the brutal forces of humanity and nature in a fight for survival as well as redemption. Published 2009, 7 hours, 41 minutes. VDB 1265. Lord Rotham's Wager, Adult Fiction. Author Anne Elizabeth Cree. Read by Marion Stevens. When Lord Jack Rotham's great uncle's will orders Jack to marry or forfeit his inheritance, he picks his new bride from a lottery. However, fate deals him a cruel hand, for the bride he chooses turns out to be the woman who'd left him broken-hearted to marry another man. Published 2002. Some Sexual Content. 8 hours, 23 minutes. VDB 1266. Get Off and Push, The Story of the Gilmore and Pittsburgh Railroad, Adult Nonfiction, author Thornton Waite, read by Sue Robinson. The Gilmore and Pittsburgh Railroad was a line that never should have been built. Running from Armstead, Montana to Salmon and Gilmore, Idaho, the line never made a profit and struggled to stay in operation. Completed in 1910 to serve the mines in Lemhi County in Idaho, there was never enough ore traffic to make the railroad profitable. The railroad, known locally as the Get Off and Push, was finally abandoned in 1939. Although the line was owned and controlled by the Northern Pacific, the two railroads were never connected with each other. Today, only a few railroad ties, a few old railroad cars, and the abandoned right-of-way remain. Published 2002, 4 hours, 40 minutes. VDB 1274. History of Hanson, Idaho, 1904 to 1984, Adult Nonfiction. Author, Francis Harris. Read by Chris Query. 80 years of Hanson, Idaho history, taken from newspaper accounts, personal recollections, and well-documented historical events, this history covers everything from early pioneers to modern farming practices. Published 1985, 5 hours, 15 minutes. VDB 1275, Truth in Absence, Growing Up at Haley, Sun Valley in the Early 1900s, Adult Fiction, author Logan C. Hamilton, read by Marion Stevens. Truth in Absence is based on the story of Logan C. Hamilton's childhood in Haley, Idaho. Haley began as a mining boomtown, famous for gambling, drinking, and red light districts. As such, it provided a unique and challenging setting for a young boy in the early 1900s. Published 2005, 6 hours, 49 minutes. Order a regional magazine on cartridge. Idaho Falls Magazine, Idaho Magazine, Overland Journal. Magazines from other states available on cartridge. AARP, the magazine. Arizona Highways, Country, Sunset. What are you reading? Judy Mooney, customer service representative with the Talking Book Service, is reading Summer of Light by Dale Kramer. Mick Brannigan, a construction worker, loses a good-paying job because of a freak accident, sort of his fault, but not his fault. Adding insult to injury, he finds himself playing nursemaid to his three kids. Even more flustered is his wife, Lane, now forced to get a job to keep a paycheck coming in. Mick isn't the stay-at-home dad type, she's sure. He's a good dad, when she is there to supervise it all, the unrelenting daily stuff. Keeping the house clean and food in the fridge, attacking the ever-mounting laundry, supervising their 5 acres of land, and the menagerie of animals. A TBS user recommended this book to Judy. A little different from her normal reads, Judy enjoyed the change. She says this book will make you laugh, it has lots of humor, and really held her interest. Judy loved the characters and the transformation they went through, from the steel worker turned Mr. Mom to the snooty neighbor turned mentor. It was touching and humorous. Judy would recommend it to everyone. Adult Fiction, DB065814. Author Likes: Suspense, Mystery by Stephen Bailey. There are so many well-known suspense mystery writers like Michael Conley, Clive Cussler, and Patricia D. Cornwell that have been read and reread that sometimes we need to try someone else. If you like Michael Conley, try Lawrence Block or Stephen Cannell. Clive Cussler, try Nelson DeMille or Ken Follett. Patricia D. Cornwell, try Kathy Riche or Karen Slaughter. Nevada Barr, try Dana Stabenow or Sue Henry. James Patterson, try Jeffrey Deaver or Andrew Vax. John Sandford, try Tess Gerritsen or Harlan Coben. Most of these authors have reoccurring characters or series. Volunteer Highlight: Dale Drew. Dale Drew has been volunteering with Idaho Commission for Libraries for almost 8 years. Shortly after moving to Boise from Portland, she read in the local newspaper that the commission needed volunteers to help clear out a warehouse of books. She answered the call and has been helping out ever since. Dale says she enjoys volunteering at the commission because the staff makes her feel very appreciated. Once a week, she comes to work on Talking Book Service projects. Dale currently inspects returned cassettes, but is learning to monitor the recording of local books so she can work with her sister, who reads them. In the meantime, she's training her dad to take over her inspection job. Dale notes that one of the biggest challenges at the commission was staying on top of processing the new digital players as they came in, so they could be sent to TBS users as quickly as possible. Volunteer coordinator Sheila Winther says Dale tackles the hardest jobs and still asks for more. After helping us move over 100,000 pounds of books in our warehouse, she asked what else she could do to help. Then she even brought in her sister Lee and father Robert, who have become great volunteers as well. Thanks, Dale. You are the best. Dale also volunteers at the Friends of the Boise Public Library bookstore one morning a week. Clearly, Dale loves to be around books and reading. When asked what she enjoys reading, she responded, "You name it." Dale has been married to Dennis Drew for almost 40 years. They have 2 grown children and 3 grandsons, ages 21, 18, and 9. In her spare time, Dale enjoys gardening, cooking, and traveling. Magazine Corner. If you are looking forward to listening to titles on cartridge instead of cassette, the change has begun. Although the National Library Service is not circulating the titles it records on cartridges, many titles recorded by individual states will be available on cartridge very soon. Once a title is circulated on cartridge, it will no longer be circulated on cassette. We have lots of digital players if you need one. Just give us a call at 800-458-3271. In our last newsletter, we notified readers that Overland Journal is now circulating on cartridge and is no longer available on cassette. The following titles are now available on The Shelf Project, http://webopac.klas.com/IDBPH. for download and will also be circulated on cartridges. Idaho Falls Magazine, Idaho Magazine, Overland Journal. The new regional title, Idaho Falls Magazine, bills itself as the magazine of Eastern Idaho way of living. Published 6 times per year, it features personalities and places of interest in Eastern Idaho. These titles from other regional libraries will soon circulate on cartridges. AARP, the magazine, Arizona Highways, Country, Sunset. Order any of the above titles on the order form insert of this newsletter. Remember to return the cartridge in order to receive the next issue. To keep users current with the ongoing changes in magazine formats, new magazine lists are available at http://libraries.idaho.gov/page/collections or by contacting TBS at 800-458-3271. Overdues. TBS has begun sending reminders to users when they have overdue digital books on cartridges. Help us make titles available to other users in a timely way by 1. If you receive an overdue notice, return the listed book or books as soon as possible. 2. Call 800-458-3271 to request a renewal on books. 3. Call 800-458-3271 to inform us of books you no longer have. 4. If you receive more books than you can read in the 4-week circulation period, call 800-458-3271 to reduce the number you receive at one time. Magazines will soon circulate on digital cartridges and must be returned in order for another issue to be sent. Remember to return all cartridges and you'll be in good shape. Digital player and cartridges. We continue to convert our collection over to digital. As a result, locally recorded books produced in 2011 and later are available on digital cartridge only. But don't worry. We have a large supply of digital players. If you don't have one yet, call 800-458-3271 to request one. This project is made possible by a grant from the United States Institute of Museum and Library Services. End of Connections, Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Book Services News, Innovative Services and Community. Volume 3, Number 2, Spring 2012.